Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Wednesday, 11th of October, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on 11th of October as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index. In the previous session, the BSE Sensex climbed 567 points to 66,079, while Nifty 50 jumped 178 points to 19,690. The pivot point calculator now indicates that Nifty may be taking support at 19,600 followed by 19,563. On the higher side, 19,716 can be an immediate resistance followed by 19,752. US markets. Stock futures were little changed in overnight trading as Wall Street looked ahead to Wednesday's producer price index data. Futures tied to Dow Jones Industrial Average were flat, along with those tied to S&P 500. Nasdaq 100 futures inched up 0.1%. Stocks are coming off a winning session as Treasury yields eased from their recent highs and Wall Street weighed ripple effects from the Israel-Hamas war. The 30-stock Dow added 0.4%, while S&P 500 gained 0.52%. Tech-heavy Nasdaq jumped 0.58%. Meanwhile, the yield on benchmark 10-year Treasury yield fell by 13 basis points to 4.65%. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets largely rose, mirroring moves on Wall Street as US Treasury yields fell and oil prices eased slightly. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 climbed 0.6% in early trade, extending four straight days of gains. Japan's Nikkei rose 0.26% as investors assessed the Reuters Tankan survey, which saw business morale at large Japanese firms stay largely unchanged. The topics, however, fell 0.12%. South Korea's Kospi popped 1.63% on its open, even as chip giant Samsung Electronics forecasted a 78% drop in its third quarter operating profit. Meanwhile, the KOSDAQ was up 1.68% in early trade. TCS earnings preview. India's largest tech services giant TCS is likely to report moderate growth in its fiscal second quarter earnings, mainly due to weak discretionary spending in the IT sector. Tata Consultancy Services is set to declare its Q2 FY24 financial results after market hours today. Its net profit for the July to September quarter is expected to rise 3.12% quarter on quarter to 11,420 crore rupees, according to an average of 5 brokerage estimates. The firm is likely to report a quarter on quarter increase of 1.5% in revenue to 60,270 crore rupees. BNP Paribas attributes the likely slow revenue growth trend to the continued impact of a slowdown related to a cut in discretionary tech spending, partially offset by large deal ramp-ups. Bank of Baroda in focus. The Reserve Bank of India on 10th of October directed state lender Bank of Baroda to stop onboarding new customers through the BOB world. Following the RBI direction, Bank of Baroda has released a clarification stating that it has already carried out corrective measures to address the concerns highlighted by the RBI. It is taking further steps to plug any remaining gaps. RBI has also said that any further onboarding of customers on the application will be subject to rectification of the deficiencies observed and strengthening of related processes by the bank to the satisfaction of RBI. Oil prices. Oil prices fell more than $1 a barrel on Tuesday, continuing a slide that began earlier in the day with traders focused on demand levels but still cautious as they watched for potential supply disruptions amid the Israel-Palestine war. Brent crude was down 38 cents at $87.77 a barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate crude fell 35 cents to $86.03 a barrel. Both benchmarks had fallen by more than $1 in earlier trade. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors offloaded shares worth 1,005 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors purchased shares worth 1,963 crore rupees on 10th of October. This is according to the provisional data from National Stock Exchange. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Ajay Vora of Nuvama Asset Management. He shares with us his expectations from Q2 earnings season, which sectors stand to outperform, and what will the Nifty EPS look like in this financial year. Let's listen in to find out more.
No, so broadly, we expect Q2 FY24 earnings also to be very strong, and 3-4 sectors will add to this overall earnings growth. One is, you know, the whole OMC where the inventory gains will be pretty significant, but obviously that can't be extrapolated and that is a one-off. But optically, the earnings will look very high at an aggregate level because of the contribution from the OMC side. Second sector, which will end up doing pretty well, will be banking. But obviously, you know, investors have their own concern on the banking sector with respect to the NIM. Where does it settle and how far, you know, it can go. So, basis that, we feel that, you know, the earnings growth will be more driven by loan growth and lower credit cost versus any sort of NIM improvement. So, the NIM compression will continue, but I think we are more or less at the fag end of the lower NIM where it will eventually settle. But the overall earnings growth will be still very strong, and that we have seen from the business update of quite a few banks recently. So that is another lever for growth. And lastly, it will be the automobile sector, which is the OEMs and auto ancillary put together. And over there also, you know, there are two big levers. One is the whole premiumization which is playing out, which results in higher average selling price, which is the ASP. And second part is the lower commodity cost, which most of the OEMs benefited last quarter. So basis that, you know, both the things put together, the earnings growth for the auto sector also will be very strong. In addition to that, we feel the whole cap goods sector will also continue to report robust numbers, which is again backed by order inflow execution and all. So lower raw material prices will again benefit their margins as well. So these are the three core domestic sectors which will end up doing well. The globally exposed sectors like IT will continue to struggle. So if you look at the all large cap IT companies, they will continue to report anywhere between, you know, 1 to 1.5% constant currency growth, which is pretty subdued in this environment. So till the time we don't get clarity on the global scenario, I think IT sector will continue to underperform the banking sector. So this is how we look at the earnings. Coming to, you know, overall outlook for the markets, we feel that after a sharp 20% rally from the March lows over the last 6 months, market will end up taking a pause and there will be a period of consolidation, which is what is happening right now. But I don't think markets are overvalued, mainly because if you look at historically, India has traded at a fair valuation of somewhere around 18 to 20 times. FY24 EPS for Nifty will be somewhere close to 950 rupees. And if you look at where index is trading right now, it's closer to 20 times. But 3 months, 6 months down the line, once we start factoring in FY25 and FY26, you'll again still look at Nifty trading at a reasonable lower end of the valuation range. So therefore, you know, this is like a good compounding kind of a story. There can be periods of consolidation where Nifty will be in a range, but once you get more clarity on the earnings, you will start seeing markets going higher. So this is how we look at the earnings season and the overall markets.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.